The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
It's time for your Morning Brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
Pure energy. Pure energy.
I was just telling George, you know, that's one of the...
2 minute is typically one of the hardest things to get going for a brand new offense. Just getting everybody on the same page because everything's happening so fast, trying to, you know, process situations, all those things. So to see that happen, you know, only on the second time that we've done it, first time at the end of the game, was really great. It was great working with Russ through that one and watching him. He called that last play, which was absolutely fantastic, and hit it for the touchdown. So, you know, it's just one of those things. You just want to always see progressions. You know, you always want to see guys getting better slowly but surely. And that was good. We got a long way to go, but that was really nice to see.
No, Sean Moreno in for Stink, who we'll hear from in about 45 minutes as he's going to be at the airport, got to fly out of town for some Stink stuff. But No, Sean's staying in, and Nathaniel Hackett talking about the two-minute drill, and it was a really good one yesterday with the number one offense. And the real glimpses that we were talking about with Russell Wilson, that it was good to see after a week in which the reviews on Russell were kind of, so-so, nothing bad, nothing great. But in this scenario, the scenario was they were down 14-10 with a minute 48 left in the fourth quarter, two timeouts, first and 10 at their own 20-yard line. And he marched them right down the field. They score. Yay, everyone's happy. But to Hackett's point there that we heard him say, that the two-minute drill is one of the more challenging things for a new offense to pick up. Now, that kind of surprised me because just the fan in me would say, you know, you guys are in an up-tempo. You're running quick plays, probably easier plays. I would think it would be easier, but do you agree with Hackett that it's one of the tougher things to pick up for a new offense?
And what makes it so tough, yeah, I agree with him, is that things are moving so fast. You only have, like what the situation was, what, a minute and 20?
Minute 48.
Minute 48. Yeah, usually a minute 40, minute 30. Things are moving so fast, and you got to be very situationally aware of what's going on. You know, got to get out of bounds, got to get the ball to the ref. Okay, what play is this? Get back to the line of scrimmage. Got to make sure, oh, he's about to spike the ball. Let me make sure I'm on sides. Make sure the formation is right. Like, there's so many little things, details that you have to be keen to that, yeah, the two-minute drill is definitely difficult, and to see that they had a successful two-minute drill and put some points on the board. They're going to see that situation a lot throughout the season, so it's good to get that out the way early.
Next on the Morning Brew.
That's incredible, man. I saw that he got hired here back in the winter with my own month, but I was so happy for him, and I reached out to him, and he just has the juice. He makes football fun, so when I got the call, couldn't wait to get here and hopefully, you know, get a chance to play for him again.
Wow, talk about making a great first impression. Darius Shepherd gets brought in. Spent last year on two or three different practice squads, USFL. But before that, he spent a couple seasons with the Green Bay Packers. So Nathaniel Hackett, well aware of him. He well aware of the offense. He stepped right in, made a nice catch on a deep ball, the deepest deep ball of the camp thus far. Why is it such a big deal that you have a guy that comes in and has a grasp of the offense? What makes it so difficult for guys to come in who don't have that kind of background? As Stink likes to say all the time, everyone's running the same stuff. So what makes it so challenging?
The big thing that's challenging is the terminology when it comes down to it. You've run all the routes that you've ever can run in your lifetime, from, you know, playing when you were younger all the way to where you are now. You know, I've run between each gap my whole life. Every gap. I've been through every gap. So it doesn't matter where we're running, right? It's the terminology. What are you calling it? What is this team calling it? That's what makes it so difficult. But have a guy that has been in that system already before, has a head coach been with previously, it makes you feel good. You know, it makes you feel wanted coming in as a guy like that, and you're ready to go. And it sounded like in his interview, he was ready to get back on that field and show them what they can do.
While we're on the subject of wide receivers, we just played the promo during the break. My man Sean Drotar with Sandy Clough at night saying that the Broncos should go out and sign Odell Beckham Jr.
I was just looking at that.
To replace Tim Patrick.
I was just looking at that.
Drotar talked about it. John Davis wrote about it at DenverFan.com. Now, he's coming off an ACL, suffered during the Super Bowl.
Right, but maybe you get him for a little discount now, though. a great player still. I think that could still do some great things for a team. I mean, yeah, he had an ACL injury. He might not be that same guy, but he's going to be out there. That's Odell still.
But these, and there are some other free agent wide receivers out there as well. We're talking about Cole Beasley, for example, earlier in the week. I would think at this point, you're keeping in touch with these guys. You're talking to their agents. You know they're staying ready. But don't, at this stage of camp, don't you want to see exactly what you have in-house? See if Jerry Jeudy's ready to make the leap. See if KJ Hamler's coming back quickly from his injuries. Because, hey, look, you know, before we start going out and bringing in other wide receivers, the Broncos have invested heavily in wide receivers over the last few years. Mm-hmm. Jeudy, a number one pick. Hamler, a number two pick. Sutton, a number two pick. Let's see if we can get a little ROI on these guys before we just quickly look to go bring somebody else in.
Yeah, I can understand that. But at the same time, I mean, you know, sometimes you don't have the luxury of sitting back and waiting. I mean, you got to have bodies as well, just in case unfortunate situations do happen again. You want to have bodies. And this is probably the time to do it if you want to bring someone new in, because you're still evaluating everyone. So why not bring someone in who evaluate that person at the same time? It'll be a little different if you, you know, waited to the end, middle of the season. Then now you're, you know, kind of behind the eight ball a little bit. But yeah, why not? I like that the idea of bringing Odell in. Brings that another explosive wide receiver to the table.
Next on the Morning Brew.
Third and eight for Stidham. He's flushed. He's got space to run for the first down and run for the touchdown. Jarrett Stidham's had a very good half in his Raider debut.
Aha! NBC football is back uninterrupted until middle of February. Ah, rejoice, everybody. The Hall of Fame game last night.
I'm so excited.
We got the Raiders beating Jacksonville 27-11. Gotta ask you, as the guy who is the first draft pick ever of Josh McDaniels, how do you think Josh is going to do in Vegas, his second go around?
Yeah, I think he, I'm trying to correct that, you know? But no, I believe he'll do well. You know, hopefully he learned from his first run, you know, how to handle people and manage people a little better. I mean, he's a smart dude, smart guy, knows football, you know, knows situations, and I think he can have those boys ready. They look pretty good last night. I got a chance to catch that second half a little bit, and they have some young boys. Of course, I was watching my Georgia cat, Zamir White. He was looking good at this. But yeah, smart, really smart guy, knows football, and that he can have the guys ready to go.
Next on the Morning Brew.
And this ball's hit a ton to center field. Grisham going back. It is gone. Three-run home run, Ryan McMahon. Dick shot.
Drew Goodman, AT&T Sportsnet. Yeah, Ryan McMahon. He of the big contract extension before the year. Where you been all year, my man? 2-for-3, 5 runs batted in. The Rockies surprised the Padres 7-3. And again, looking for whatever silver linings we can, Kyle Freeland, who, of course, is going to be a huge part of what the Rockies try to rebuild here in the future, has strung together some good starts of late. So looking for those positive signs. Kyle Freeland evens up his record at 7-7, pitching pretty well here in the second half. I'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30.